When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." How painful it must have been for Mary to watch her son dying on that cross. She did not come on the scene and find that her son had already been senselessly murdered by gun violence, which is in itself a horrific scene. But she had to watch her son dying by the cruel, flesh-tearing, suffocating, drawn-out torture of crucifixion. How painful it must have been for Mary to view the vicious way her son Jesus was dying right before her eyes. And because of that, I believe Jesus wept bitter tears in his soul for the woman who had held his embryonic presence in her womb for 9 months. Now being forced to weep at the sight of her son suffering, I believe Jesus had seen the terror in Mary's eyes once before when he stayed behind engaging the elders in conversation unbeknownst to Mary and Joseph. And I believe that after that 3 days long search for him, that the look of terror in Mary's eyes at the thought of losing him caused Jesus to never want to cause his mother to hurt like that again. Yet here he was dying before her eyes. And with that same look of horror and hurt in her eyes, he sought some way to soothe her hurt and pain. And that's when his longing eyes locked on the familiar, faithful figure of John. John had been faithful. When Jesus' siblings had fallen out with him, John had been there. John had been faithful to him. When Judas had forsaken him, John had been faithful to him. When Peter had denied him and the other disciples fell away from him, there was John at the cross being faithful to him. Mind you, the threat of capture, torture, and certain death was still a reality for John, but John remained faithful. The smell of death was thick in the air, but John was still faithful to Jesus. The blood-curdling sounds of death pierced the solemn scene, but John was still faithful to Jesus. I believe when Jesus saw the faithfulness of John to be where Jesus needed him most, when Jesus needed him most, Jesus knew that he could trust John to be willing to do whatever Jesus needed him to do. Jesus needed him to take care of the most precious person in his life, his mother Mary. Beloved, John did not get this important appointment because he was favored. John was asked by Jesus because he was faithful. Let me ask you, in the infant moments of 2013, when Jesus looks out, not from a cross at Calvary, but from the right hand of the throne of majesty in heaven, will the Lord's eyes be able to lock on you where the Lord needs you most, when the Lord needs you most, and willing to do whatever the Lord needs you to do? The Lord still has the most precious people, like grieving mothers from gang violence, heartbroken fathers, devastated divorcees, troubled teens, weary and worried, out of work men and women. The Lord wants you to take care of those like he needed John to take care of his mother. Will the Lord find you faithful like John? It is a question only you can answer by what you do. When things seem at their worst, will you be where the Lord needs you most? Will you be there when the Lord needs you most? And will you be willing to do whatever the Lord needs you to do? Will you be as faithful as John was to the Lord? Make it a great day. I'm so glad the tomb was empty, and be encouraged.